Ryan to jump in there with some lending. So for our residential folks that are still listening, what is happening in lending right now? What do folks need to know about this week, Scott?
It looks biblical.
Well, you know, I tell you what, we've got a great piece here called the Ten Commandments when applying for a mortgage. These are the thou shalt nots. And I thought it would be a lot of fun to throw something out there because we're seeing a lot of people that are self-employed, have low credit scores, have come out of the woodwork because they haven't yet transacted, but these rates are so ridiculously low
that they want to transact.
That they want to transact, and people are kind of elbowing them at barbecues and stuff. Well, not that we've had that many barbecues yet, but
with the weather,
Yeah. But they're ready to go and they want to transact. So here's just a couple if I can throw them out there. I'm not going to go over all 10. But these are really important, and if you have any questions about these, please give me a call, 737-6004, Scott Ridgway at Cobalt Mortgage, and we can help you set a plan, just like James is talking about with the commercial side. Don't change jobs, become self-employed, or quit your job.
Well, that makes
that
sense.
That last one's kind of a...
I know it's kind of a no-brainer, but
don't quit your job until you've signed the loan.
We've seen it. Now, this is one that we see a lot. Don't or thou shalt not buy a car, truck, or van, or you may be living in it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
You've talked about that.
Again, we've said, we've talked a lot about buy the garage before you buy the car to put in it. You need a place to put that car. Don't use credit cards excessively or let current accounts fall behind. That can affect your credit score. Don't spend money you have set aside for closing. It's important that you hang on to that money. And if you're thinking of spending any money on, let's say, new refrigerator or furniture or things like that, give us a call before you do that so that we can make sure that that fits within your plan so that we don't have shortages or have underwriting conditions that could affect your loan qualifications. Don't make large or cash deposits without checking with your loan officer. Everything has to have a paper trail. What they're looking for is making sure that you're not going out and maybe taking out a large loan or getting a loan somewhere that is showing up in your checking or savings account that you may have a monthly obligation to, but may not necessarily be reporting on your credit report. That is a problem that can be uncovered, and you don't want to be doing that. And don't co-sign for a loan for anybody.
Don't.
If you've got a brother, don't. Sister, father-in-law, mother-in-law, somebody that's saying, hey, I really want to buy this car this summer or this boat, hey, will you just co-sign for me? Oh, sure, yeah, that'll be fun. Well, wait, now that shows up on my credit report, is included in my debt-to-income ratios, and now I don't qualify for that refinance that I wanted to do.
Exactly.
To move up or make any kind of adjustments to my current housing situation. So those are the Ten Commandments or some of the Ten Commandments when applying for a mortgage. Please don't do that without checking with your mortgage advisor first.
True. And I have had deals where I have been a week from closing and people have said, oh, my job's just finished up or we finished last week. And it is true. They have people that even after you sign the loan docs that afternoon, they will call employers and do just a one quick phone call check. Mm-hmm. Hey, just double checking.
Is Lance
still employed there at the Kenmore team? Because we just want to make sure. And you don't want somebody on the other end to say, hey, no.
Yeah, I actually had a gal once that they were buying their retirement home and she retired prior to closing. And when they did a verification of employment, they had verified that she was actually retired. So they were gracious enough to let her come back and work so that she could get her loan closed, and so she ended up continuing to work there for a little bit longer just to make sure that everything was correct.
Wow. Perfect.
Yeah, so, it can make a difference.
Okay, so thank you very much, Scott. I love the commandments, and so we definitely need to
make him tear his hair out.
What's left of it, really, But again, if you have questions, give me a call, 737-6004. We're here to help you make it a smooth transaction.
Okay, so we're back to commercial real estate. So Stuff I don't understand. So James, tell me this. We drive by all the time. I see these strip malls, and you know it looks like they're just studs inside there. They've got for lease signs up. I mean, how does a business go in there and do that? I mean, I know enough to be dangerous. You know, I hear you throw around words like TIs and stuff. I think that means tenant improvements. But I'm sure you're going to tell me that.
Congratulations.
How does a business?
Who pays for that stuff?
Yeah. How does that work?
Everything is negotiable.
Okay.
This is the other thing I like about commercial real estate. But typically, your building owner is going to have a budget, what it costs them to build it. what it's going to cost him to build it out, what his loan payment is, what his taxes, insurance are, and what he wants to make. So he's going to arrive at a number that works for him. The market's going to define a number as well. The one thing that really doesn't change between what you and I do is location, location, location.
Right.
So a lot of the empty stuff that you're seeing is in weak B or C grade locations that just don't work. Here's a little commercial real estate trivia for you. I just met with two clients from Seattle. We're kind of talking about what are the hot retail leasing trends in the United States of America as of today, because there's just a major conference in Las Vegas where they go through all of those things. And the two number one businesses for leasing in the United States right now for retail space are massage therapy, reflexology type businesses, and medical marijuana. Those are the two most active leasing tenants right now today.
Washington really, just passed a new medical marijuana reform bill, and, you're starting to hear ads and you're starting to see it pop up. It's going to be big business.
Yep.
A lot of people are going to want in on it.
Hey, if they tax that stuff, it's going to generate a lot of revenue.
Those are the hottest retail trends. That is a good trivia.
I'm just thinking.
John, stop. This is a family show.
On a lighter note, the third most active leaser of space right now is healthy yogurt. So the theory is, gosh, if you put a yogurt store next to a medical marijuana, you'd have an absolute home run.
there you go. So it is interesting. I would not have picked. Now, the yogurt I might have picked, because I have been to that MyFroyo on 68.
I love that stuff. Mm-hmm.
That place is, we should have that guy on
my
as a guest with samples.
Yeah. I hope he's listening.
And it's always busy, too. So, I mean, that makes sense. We see that place just, there hasn't been a time in there where we could sit down. I'll tell you that much.
Well, speaking of location, I know that there's been some franchises. You helped me with a friend of mine that's bringing some stores to town, a Mattress Depot.
Yep.
And you were able to take a situation and kind of convert that into a huge home run. And now he's looking at multiple stores.
You know, that was a fun one. And thank you for that referral. Appreciate it very
much. Yeah, you did a great job on it. I really appreciate it.
Great guy moving into the area from out of the area with an expansion of his business. Had a existing mattress store that was having some financial issues, medical issues, really, and was able to have him come in, buy her out, take over the lease from the building owner, which was my client. And he's now, I think the last count that I heard is he's somewhere around almost double his projections for sales in that location.
So wow.
He is a happy camper. So now we're moving over to Road 68 in Pasco. We've got a deal in place there, and I was in Yakima last week looking at locations there. So,
Well, I'll tell you, just to give them a plug, Rose does a great job, which was Northwest Mattress Center, and it's on Columbia Center Boulevard.
It is.
Right across from Applebee's, and it's Mattress Depot USA.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody needs anything, go see Rose. She's advertised on TV forever about that, so go see Rose and get yourself a new mattress.
I mean, it's really interesting. You're really involved in building
businesses.
I mean, so we've got the culture of the houses, and we talk about construction, but the job growth and stuff that supports that, I mean, you're like right on the front battle lines.
Well, he made a huge difference in helping somebody that needed help. That's a local person that's been here forever doing that, and now she gets to continue doing that just under a different brand, different name, and it's because of what James was able to put together.
Yeah, and she's relieved of some of the responsibilities of managing people, managing the budget, and just doing what she does really well, which is sell mattresses, and she's hitting it out of the park. She's doing extremely well, probably the happiest she's been in 5 years.
So, wow. So tell me this, James. We always do on the show a pick three. It is commercial real estate, so I'm going to turn the pick three over to you this week.
Oh, what a guy.
It was hard for him to do this.
What are some of the properties? What would be your pick three of properties that you're working on right now?
The changes in my market represent opportunity. And so right now, Complete Suites Furniture is moving into the old Thomas Furniture building down on the highway.
Oh, I saw that painted red last week.
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of pops. Which means that Complete Suites is moving out of a 20,000 square foot space on Columbia Center Boulevard owned by a client of mine that he is very much interested in getting filled. Lots of negotiation to be done, but a lot of times when somebody is moving out of a space and they still have lease payments to be made on the space that they left, they would leap at the opportunity to come in and pay a portion of their lease payment and the new tenant to come in and pay a portion of their lease payment. So everybody is effectively paying a discounted rent while my client, the landowner, the building owner, is still getting full rent.
Awesome. Okay.
That would be number one. It's 20,000 square feet. It's pretty big, but big and open, perfect for a warehouse or retail.
Great.
Number two is kind of an interesting one. I have what would probably diplomatically be described as a very well-qualified buyer who would like to buy a hotel in the Tri-Cities or within a one-hour drive of the Tri-Cities.
Okay.
Price is not an object. I mean, he doesn't want to overpay, but he's got money to spend. And there are not many hotels on the market at this particular point in time. So it would be a lovely thing to get a call at 521-3724 and say, hey, I've got a hotel to sell.
Well, okay. So this is so exciting. I'm just getting all...
We're doing local business right now. This is how it all happens right here.
I'm getting all hopped up. I'm trying to think of somebody I know that owns a hotel that might want to sell. So, okay, great.
So help us out there, listeners. Help us out.
The kicker to the hotel owner is if I'm getting both sides of the transaction, which is very typical in commercial, I'm a lot more inclined to talk a little bit about cutting them some slack on the rate in exchange for I'm still getting paid more than I would have if I just sold my own or sold somebody else's listing. So the advantage to the seller, he doesn't have to put it out on the market. He doesn't have to spook anybody that they might be selling, and we just transact the title, and away we go.
Wow, that's fabulous. Okay, Pick number three.
Pick number three is a new commercial building on Columbia Center Boulevard directly in front of Value Village. If you drive by there right now, you'll see Dutch Bros remodeling the old T-Mobile kiosk into a new drive-through. I've got 2,400 square feet there. The rest of the building is full. It's a 6,000 square foot building. And what you're seeing is back in the 70s, 80s, the trend was to put all the parking in front of the building and move the building way back on the lot. Now the trend is to put the building on the front so you can see it from the street. And what you've got is a sea of parking on the street. So you go and you take yourself, meet the engineering and meet the parking code, and you put a brand new building on the street. So you've got really, really nice locations, huge visibility, great signage, because those buildings that are in back of them have always been very, very large, and a brand new building that you get to help design and go.
Wow, that's fabulous.
And where is this going to be?
It's going to be at Columbia Center Boulevard, right in front of the Value Village Shopping Center.
Wow, that is fabulous. And I have seen that Dutch Brothers. I saw them remodeling that kiosk, so they are really adding a location. So
that'd be a great location.
Well, those are great. That is exciting stuff. I get all excited just talking about it.
I know. I'm thinking of people that I know. Hey, you need 2,400 square feet?
Let's get it done, guys. Come on now.
Very, very good. Well, James, thank you for that information. I'm always amazed when we have a guest like you on the show. I probably had six other questions we didn't get to. We are over our time. McKay's trying to figure out how we're going to stay on the air. So anyway, we do have to cut it short. We've probably just hit the tip of the iceberg with commercial real estate, but like we said, one more time, if people have questions about commercial real estate, they can always give you a call. What's that number one more time?
521-3724.
Perfect. And if you can't remember that and you're driving, and our regular listeners, just go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot me an email. Those commercial questions are going to get directed to James Wade. Mm-hmm. So it will make it to him at kenmoreteam.com. Or try my cell phone at 727-8977. Everybody have a great weekend, and we will leave with our co-host, Mr. Scott Ridgway's info.
Give me a call, Scott Ridgway, Cobalt Mortgage, 737-6004.
See you next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.